Ohio's top elections official says giving workers a day off for Election Day is an interesting idea, but he's not convinced it's the one and only solution. All the statewide office holders were asked about the idea to grow voter participation. The city of Sandusky moved its paid city holiday from Columbus Day in October to Election Day. Local leaders said they wanted to prioritize that time as a holiday to give workers the chance to vote. A similar move has been proposed by members of the Cincinnati City Council. Secretary of State Frank LaRose says it's an interesting idea, and he encourages more cities to have this debate.
Anything that we can do to increase voter participation, to encourage more people to get involved, we should be doing it. And that means trying things like this is worth doing.
LaRose says making Election Day a holiday was a subject of conversation at the National Secretaries of State Conference recently. He says he heard concerns as well, even among voter advocates, that this could have an unintentional adverse effect.
If you have a Tuesday off, that makes you want to take a Monday off and turn that into a four-day weekend and take the kids and go away for a few days. That causes the actual sort of inverse of what we're looking to have, and that's participation.
LaRose was asked about the idea of making Election Day a holiday at the Ohio AP's Legislative Preview Conference during a forum with the four statewide executive office holders, all of whom happen to be Republican. Attorney General Dave Yost says he's not taking a stance one way or another on the idea, but he does have concerns when it comes to fairness.
If we're going to have a national holiday, it needs to have an even application, meaning everything needs to close down and we need to have it equally accessible to everybody.
He says a holiday might give government workers a day off, but there are still many other people in the private sector who still have to work on Election Day.
They're still end up chained to their desks or to their forklift or their drill press. I don't think we've accomplished something that's very fair.
Auditor Keith Faber echoes Yost's concerns and says another route is encouraging leaders in the private sector to allow their employees more flexibility during the election season.
So that people can, you know, take a little longer lunch to go vote or vote earlier. Go to one of the early voting days when you're not going to have a line at most of the local elections. So I'm not sure a day off is necessarily the answer.
As Faber noted, Ohioans have the opportunity to vote at their local boards of elections up to 4 weeks before Election Day. LaRose says the state gives ample opportunity to vote, not only in person, but by mail.
So again, whether it's a holiday or not, there's no excuse for people skipping the opportunity to vote.
Catherine Terser with Common Cause Ohio, a voter rights advocacy group, says it's important for federal, state, and local officials to all be thinking about ways to increase voter turnout and election accessibility.
It's an experiment, but it is definitely an experiment that's worth doing because voting is so important.
LaRose says he's glad Sandusky, which is located in Erie County, is trying this idea.
The upside is that my hope would be now that the Erie County Board of Elections has an easier time recruiting poll workers because you've got hundreds of city employees that are not going to be on duty that day. And all the boards of elections all around the state are always looking for poll workers. And so now with all those folks having a day off, it should encourage that.
So far, 13 states have made Election Day a paid holiday for state employees. That includes Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.